From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Bursting Forth in Sound. Performances and conversations with Christian musicians elevating the mind to things eternal.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. And on today's episode, I am joined in studio by Charlie Haley. He is a Christian musician from DeKalb, Illinois, and is an accomplished singer-songwriter performing locally and regionally, including an appearance at the ICM Awards in Nashville, Tennessee. In addition, he is a member of the worship team at Christ Community Church in DeKalb and leads worship at the Illinois Youth Correctional Facility in St. Charles, Illinois, once a month. Charlie is motivated to produce music that leads those struggling with their faith to know and love God. The title track from his most recent album is Soul Searching and has 34,000 views on YouTube. Charlie, thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks, Bill, for having us. We're glad to be here and very excited to play some songs for you tonight.
Awesome. So this first song we're going to lead off the program with tonight is On the Other Side.
On the Other Side, it's not released. A brand new song.
Just like you said you would. Now I know people say that they'll keep in touch, but you know it's a lie. Your wife smiled when you told her the news. Your kids will have a better place, grow up and be strong. And I know people say it's a lie. See you on the other side. On the other side. On the other side. Where the angels fly. Hurts anymore. See Jesus face to face, I'll look for you, my friend. Spend some time that we never got to on the other side. On the other side. other side, where the angels fly. Well, nothing, oh, nothing hurts anymore, anymore.
Welcome back here on WSFI's Bursting Forth in Sound. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. That was Charlie Haley's On the Other Side. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight, Charlie, and playing this music. I also want to make sure we introduce your guest, Tim Bo. Thank you for joining us here tonight in studio. So maybe, Charlie, just tell me a little bit about how you got started as a musician, where this album, Soul Searching, took off for you, these 34,000 hits here on YouTube?
Well, I've been writing for a long time, but I started getting into music about 15 years ago. Started really wanting to pursue it as a career, something I wanted to do permanently. The Soul Searching album took about 3 years to complete. I recorded it with a guy named Ben Calhoun from a Christian band called Citizen Way. And the Soul Searching song has been our biggest hit. We're going to do that song next. It's got close to 35,000 hits now on YouTube. We just love playing and the effect that the song has on people. I have heard people tell me that it's helped them get through abusive relationships, all kinds of crazy things, and it's just glad to be part of that kind of thing.
Yeah, beautiful. That is totally beautiful. So what led you to start writing music when you began? Was it just passion for it?
I just always enjoyed poetry and music, and it is the one universal language that everyone understands. Even if you don't speak English, you still love the Beatles.
That's right.
And music can speak to any culture, language, anywhere in the world.
Yeah, do you draw any of your influences? You just mentioned the Beatles. Do you draw any of your influences from certain bands?
Well, I think everyone's influenced by the Beatles. There's no question about that. But my sphere is everywhere from Christian music to heavy metal to Frank Sinatra. And I don't stick to genres. I just like good music.
You are going to do Soul Searching for us, which is the title song off that your album. So let's take it away.
This is Soul Searching.
Lord, take away the pain. Tell me what you want me to do. I really don't understand why it is I do the things I do. Lying here staring at the stars, wondering where I fit into it all. 'Cause I'm so searching, I'm so searching for the reason I'm here. I'm so searching, so searching for the purpose to it all, to it all. Lord, show me the truth, 'cause I really don't know. Running in circles, going nowhere fast. I need something gonna last forever. Light is staring at the stars, wondering where I fit into it all. 'Cause I'm so searching, so searching for the reason I'm here. So searching for the purpose to it all, to it all. Yeah. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? Because I really don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm so searching for the reason I'm here. One, two. So searching for the purpose to it all. So searching. The reason I'm here, I'm here. So searching, so searching.
You're listening to Bursting Forth in Sound on WSFI 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and today in studio with me is Charlie Haley. And we have to take a short break. That was Soul Searching, but we're going to come right back from this break and talk more with Charlie about his music, his mission, and his ministry. So stay tuned right here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. We will be right back after this.
This is Joe Scheidler, the National Director of the Pro-Life Action League, headquartered in Chicago. I'm asking you to please to pray today for every woman facing a problem pregnancy that she will not choose abortion.
Matt Tomlinson here. Want a career with Catholic values? Then look at Catholic Financial Life. For over 145 years, Catholic Financial Life has provided careers for men and women with the energy, drive, and desire to assist fellow Catholics with their insurance and financial goals. You may be who we are looking for. Go to CatholicFinancialLife.org or call Jim Schaefer at 800-348-2648. 1-800-348-2648.
Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
Come to St. John the Evangelist in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin on December 14th from 6:30 until 8 o'clock p.m. for a true Christmas concert featuring Michael Russell O'Brien, a successful rock singer with a life-changing conversion story who now sings for his faith. This one-night-only family Christmas concert is a great way to kick off your holidays. Tickets are $10. Seating is limited. So call now to get your tickets, 262-877-2557.
That's 262-877-2557.
Hello, I am Bishop Alberto Rojas, one of the auxiliary bishops in Chicago. Anything that has to do to bring in the message of salvation, bring in the message of Jesus in any way, but especially through the radio, through the media today, as we advance, you know, how media has evolved so fast, not only through the radio, but through all kinds of ways, especially with the computers and phones and This is unbelievable. I think it's very important that we use these means of communication to also bring the message of salvation, the message of Jesus, through the world.
WSFI remains committed to providing you with local access to quality Catholic programming. We only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to send us your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Bursting Forth in Sound. Today, my guest is Charlie Haley from DeKalb, Illinois. He's going to play another song for us, All My Cares Behind.
This is All My Cares Behind.
The world is upside down, spinning out of control. No one cares what's right, nobody cares what's wrong. Everybody's going crazy, everybody's wasting time. I feel fine, I feel fine. Feel alright, I'm gonna have a little faith. Won't worry about tomorrow. Stars are falling from the sky, crashing to the ground. No one sees a thing, nobody hears a sound. And everybody's going crazy, everybody's losing their mind. But I feel fine, I feel fine. Feel alright, I'm gonna have a little faith. About tomorrow, gonna leave all my cares behind. And I'm living for today, won't worry about the sorrow. Gonna leave all my cares behind.
You're listening to Charlie Haley, and that was All My Cares Behind. He is a Christian musician from DeKalb, Illinois, and it's just an absolute pleasure to have you with me here tonight, Charlie, and the music sounds great. We've heard three amazing songs so far. So maybe you just want to tell me a little bit about the song All My Cares Behind, and maybe what how you wrote it, what was the inspiration behind it?
All My Cares Behind, I have noticed that, you know, as I get older, there's two groups of people: those that, you know, put their heads in the sand and forget about life and ignore, you know, the signs of the times that Jesus told us to look out for, and but it's also about not getting too worried, you know, because you can't control, you know, world events. Living out that faith, And it's actually a lot harder than it sounds, we all know, not stress out so much and let God take care of our cares.
It's pretty hard to do in this world. Some days it's tough. But it's a great song that does help us do that. And I know you have had some success working with the youth. It's very inspiring that you actually work with imprisoned youth at the Illinois Youth Correctional Facility in St. Charles. Can you tell me a little bit about that work?
It's hard work. You have to go through a very strenuous process to even be able to get in the building. You have to go through all kinds of drug tests and background tests, and that takes up to 6 months just to get through the background checks. And then we go once a month on Sunday for about an hour. They do not allow too much equipment in there, so we just bring our guitars, our amps, no mics, and we do a church service for the kids there. And they are kids, but they're there for adult crimes. They're there for murder. They're there for, you know, stealing cars and shooting people. And half the group wants to be there because they want to try and change their lives. The other half are just trying to get out of their cell. So it's a very unique balance. There's guards everywhere. It's just a tough place, but there's also a lot of, you know, good coming out of that. You know, when people come up to you and say, you know, like, a song helped me, you know, get through this week, big deal.
Yeah, for sure. That's very inspirational. Are there any one or two stories maybe from that experience that stick out to you? I mean, you don't have to give away names or anything.
There was one kid he's actually a tumbler for Jesse White's Tumblers before he got put in prison. He knew about church, he knew about God, but just chose to go the other way. And when we started going there and doing services, we kind of got him back on track.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're spreading hope to the young people.
Trying, yeah.
That's wonderful. The other big thing that's going on, or that went on with your music career, is that you went to the ICM Awards.
In Nashville.
In Nashville. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
Tim, who's here with me, drove down. It was him, me, my manager, Dave, and my bass player, Sheldon. We drove down there and met our drummer down there. His name was Devin Curry. And we had another guy named Garrett Perales, was it? And we played at the ICM Awards and did two songs and got a standing ovation for the songs. And we were so loud that I think we scared a lot of people. Because, I mean, it was, you know, it's, I don't know, it was a very rockin' song, you know, very very rockin' event. We met a lot of good people down there, too.
The ICM stands
for? It's Inspirational Christian Music. It was mostly country bands. There were some rock bands, but we were the out-of-towners, and we came in and got real loud, but most everybody loved it.
Do you have any upcoming performance dates?
We are playing on Black Friday. We are at the Christian Bookstore in Sycamore. It's cool. November the 28th. We just got done playing at a Mexican baptism this past Saturday, and that was a very interesting event. Nobody spoke English. We got invited to play, and it turned out good. We have some events coming up in January. My manager's working on getting us into the Boone County Fair. We're doing we're trying to put together a New Year's show. I haven't told Tim about this yet. For the Christian school in Sycamore, it's the Cornerstone Christian Academy.
So where can people find out about you and your music?
CharlieHaleyMusic.com, very simple.
Cool. That's great. Very easy. CharlieHaleyMusic.com.
H-A-L-E-Y. Everyone spells it wrong. It's H-A-L-E-Y.
Charlie, H-A-L-E-Y, music.com. Well, this has been so much fun to be with you and just hanging out and playing some great music for us and our listeners. Let's maybe do one more song.
Okay.
Which is Ain't You Samson on
Dartmoor. We got a standing ovation for this one in Nashville. We obviously had a drummer. We don't have that here, and a bass player, but we're going to rock it out anyway.
That's all right. Tell us a little about this maybe before we get started.
Ain't You Samson no More is actually a personal story, kind of. The story in the Bible, Samson, is about Samson who had a bad girlfriend. I mean, if you read the story, his girlfriend kept trying to kill him. And if you're in a bad relationship, you don't see that you're in a bad relationship. You know, people on the outside are telling you that that's bad for you. You shouldn't be with that person. But for some reason, you can't see it. So I was in a bad relationship before I became a Christian. Everyone in the world told me she's not good for you. And then I became a Christian, and I started seeing things, and then, you know, broke it off. And that's where this song came from. It's called Ain't You Samson No More.
Awesome. Well, this has been Bursting Forth in Sound with Charlie Haley. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. And until next time, we'll leave you with Ain't Ya Samson No More right now.
Said all along, look, ain't ya Samson no more. Said all along, look, ain't ya Samson no more. Come as a matter of fact, baby girl, you can hear the door. Dreamed last night and you were there. Must have been a nightmare, cause you never cared. As a matter of fact, I was right away. Worst nightmare, ain't as cruel as your last day. Said all the line, look, ain't your sense no more. Said all the line, look, ain't your sense no more. And as a matter of fact, baby girl, you can hear the door. Don't call my house, don't call my phone, don't call my name, don't you call it all. Don't you dare come by saying you won't talk, and all you ever did was yell, baby. Said all the lie, look, ain't your sense no more. Said all the lie, look, ain't your sense no more. And as a matter of fact, baby girl, you can hit the door. Take my friends, ain't gonna take my time. Not gonna touch this here guitar, baby. Won't let you take another harder. I'm not gonna tick, tick, tick no more. Said all the lie, look, ain't your sense no more. Said all the lie, look, ain't your sense no more. And as a matter of fact, baby girl, you can hit the door.
This has been an episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. For more information about this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org. To listen to the program again, visit wsfi.org and click on the Radio Archive tab.
A WSFI Marian Minute.
Love Mary. She is lovable, faithful, constant. She will never let herself be outdone in love, but will ever remain supreme. If you are in danger, she will hasten to free you. If you are in trouble, she will console you. If you are sick, she will bring you relief. If you are in need, she will help you. She does not look to what kind of person you have been. She simply comes to a heart that wants to love her. St. Gabriel of Pacenti of Our Lady of Sorrows.
Want more than a minute? Join me, Nancy Martin, for a free online course entitled Consecration to Mary. For more information, email me at nmartin11@sbcglobal.net. That's nmartin11@sbcglobal.net.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Immaculata, Queen and Mother of the Church, I renew my consecration to you this day and for always, so that you may use me for the coming of the kingdom of Jesus in the whole world. To this end, I offer you all my prayers, actions, and sacrifices of this day. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee, and all those who do not have recourse to thee, especially the enemies of Holy Church and all those recommended to you. Amen.